Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, January 16th. The grains closed mixed with March corn up 2 cents, closing at 3.48 and a quarter. March beans up 7.5 cents, closing at 9.68, and March wheat down 4 cents, closing at 4.16.5. I think the most interesting feature today, the fact that November beans went down, we gapped open higher, went down, filled the gap, and then rallied a good 4 cents after that. The March beans went down, tried to fill the gap, got down to 9.63 and a quarter, missed filling the gap at 9.62 and three quarters. And then we rallied the better part of 5-6 cents off of those lows. So I thought it was interesting that the November just filled the gap, the Marches couldn't, and then we closed near the highs of the day. I think that's a bit positive. Meal led the way up 580, but the oil was down 34 ticks at 32.79. The crush was huge. A record number came in at 166.3 million bushels, adding to our oil stock, so the oil was lower. Crude oil was also lower. The good news is the dollar closed down 59 ticks here at 90.14. That's within 10 points of yesterday's low. If we close it under 90 cents a couple of days in a row, I think it's got some issues out here, and that could certainly help the grains. The beans acted good despite the rains that we saw in Argentina and in Brazil, so we don't see any real problems there for the time being. The corn market was able to rally off its lows, got down to 3.46, rallied a couple of cents, and we really need to see the corn close over 350, I think, to maybe shake some of these funds in. Funds are short 200,000 corn, 130 wheat, maybe 135 wheat. They're still short 75,000 contracts of beans or 70, somewhere in that range. So with the funds still short all this grain, and the market's trying to come out of it a little bit, at least in the beans, maybe in the corn, the way the cotton's acted, you know, I think we've got a chance to rally this grain market out here. The wheat continues to suffer despite the weak dollar. Looks like Russia took all the entire Egyptian tender out here, so we're not quite competitive yet, but I think we're getting there. The export inspections this morning were lousy on the corn and the wheat. Corn, 584 for the inspections. Wheat, 368. The beans, a good number at 1.2. Again, the crush was huge, so that I think is long-term helpful, showing we've got some decent demand. If we could get the oil to kind of rally a little bit too, that would certainly be helpful. But overall, I thought it was a decent close in the grains. We might see a little bit of a turnaround Tuesday, tomorrow, try to go down, fill that gap again. It's only a, you know, a nickel, 5.25 cents away, so that's certainly possible out here. But I'm hopeful that hopefully we can stay strong here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.